Well, good morning. It is 6:20 a.m. on Monday, May 22nd, 2023. 22nd, not 22nd. There's no T at the end of that, said the voice actor. a brisk 55 degrees, which is almost 13 degrees Celsius. 74% humidity. My blood sugar is at 114. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. It's been interesting having this glucose meter on and watching the things that spike my glucose levels. Discovering that bananas are apparently, according to my body, a highly sugared thing. And when I had a ginger biscuit the other day, and it's either that or the sushi. Could have been a combination. I don't know. Could have been a combination thereof. But I'm discovering, some significant shifts in diet. And according to the glucose meter, they have a thing called a glucose maintenance indicator, which is a reflection, not a guaranteed measurement of, but a reflection of what your A1C levels are, which are the big indicator for diabetes. And apparently mine's at 6.3%. And it's like, what does that mean? So, to the Googles. And apparently for folks of my age, the average GMI is 6.5. So apparently I'm in line, but I've read other things that said if it's above 6, you're pre-diabetic, and it's like, yeah. So I don't know. Might need to be a bit more aggressive in my dietary and exercise regimen to achieve that goal of being below the levels. We'll see. But I'm anything that I contemplate eating, it gives me pause and I have to think about it, which, that's the way it is. So I'm okay with that. It's doing its job. Busy weekend. Had a lot going on. Chatted with my friend Rita. And she's got...
broke my mom's shit, my phone, my everything. And you want to pull me out? You're about to
break? I hope he's not talking to me. But she's doing well. But she's getting a hip replacement coming up here in under a month. That's like, God, Sarah just had her knee replaced. Rita's having a hip replaced. All my friends are going cyborg. I've got the GMI indicator. It's like, wow. So, sending good thoughts her way for that. That will be a good thing. I mean, these are major surgeries, but you don't undertake those surgeries unless there's a major quality of life boost that goes with them. So, these are good things moving forward. had a date with Muse, our first in a long damn time, between the convention that she went to and then getting COVID. It just, it felt like for freaking ever since we'd seen each other, which is, it's kind of a dramatic shift from when I was living in Chicago and we'd see each other like every 3 months, 2 or 3 months, to, you know, two plus weeks. And it's like, oh, I haven't seen you in forever. And that was lovely. We did a picnic up in Mount Tabor Park, which I had never been to. And I am astonished at how in this city you can have this feeling that you are a million miles away from a city. Mount Tabor Park, it's apparently a dormant volcano or an extinct volcano. Hopefully an extinct volcano. Pals, it used to be a volcano, let's put it that way. But it's got these ancient trees. I mean, huge, hundreds of feet tall, monster trees. And it's a mount, so we've got these sweeping vistas and views of Portland. And laid down the blanket, had some cold chicken and potato salad and grapes and wine, and it was a delight. And then on Sunday, had two games. My buddy James ran a cyberpunk game Sunday morning, bright and early, because one of our players is in Latvia. So for him, it was like 6 p.m. The rest of us, it was 8 a.m. Well, for me, it was 8 a.m. But did that. And then in the evening, I ran Shadowrun for Allie and Rob and Michael and Alex. And that was fun. And in between, it was, so Allie, she does, she's marketing, event management. She's this MacGyver of awesomeness for the company she works for. And the company had a booth at a local conference, which is literally right across the Broadway Bridge. And she had a few hours of downtime where the booth was closed down, so she didn't need to be there. So she reached out and said, hey, you want to grab a late lunch? It's like, why, yes I do. So I got to hang out with her for a few hours, which was also lovely. And it's like, it was a busy darn weekend. Oh, and did a coffee with the Polyam group on Saturday morning as well. So I definitely got my social recharge over the weekend, and it was marvelous. Felt good. I got to chat with Danny a little bit on the texting. But I am discovering the value of polyamory. And it's not, it's not that I'm dating three people. It's that there are three people in my life that I have very different romantic or intimate relationships with, that all know about each other, and are happy are happy that I am having relationships and being happy with other people, but by the same token, knowing that they have these wonderful relationships in their life, and I'm happy that they're happy because I care about them, and their happiness is important to me. And it's this wonderfully affirming... Morning. Another potential NPC there. What am I gonna call him? Hat guy? He's got, apparently in Portland, the beanie. They call them beanies, but it's like the watch caps, the wool caps that stretch over your head. They call them beanies out here. He's always wearing a beanie. Maybe it'll be beanie guy. I don't know, I've seen him a couple times. But it's this wonderfully affirming almost like a celebration of sharing and intimacy and romance and happiness and delight and not... There's no sense of ownership, certainly, or exclusivity, or, you know, I guess there's always going to be matters of trust, because these kind of relationships don't work unless you keep an absolutely open line of communication. If there's a feeling of, you know, hiding things from another person, you can't have that openness and that I don't know, honesty with each other. And knowing that that's the expectation, knowing that that's, A, that's the expectation, and B, that it's okay, that when you share something that in a monogamous relationship would be potentially catastrophic, knowing that it's okay, and it will be greeted and welcomed and celebrated, it's like, oh, cool, that's awesome. So... yeah. So Denny and I are going to fire up a Minecraft realm together on Tuesday. In the game Minecraft, you can have your own server and realm all exclusively to yourself and to anyone else that you choose to invite onto the server. You can build in that world together. I've never done that before. So... and she's a Minecraft aficionado. So, also, I don't think I've ever met another person like that before either. So that'll be fun. I don't necessarily think it'll be a date. I don't know what a date is. What constitutes a date? As opposed to getting together. And at this stage in the relationship, it doesn't matter. But I am looking forward to spending time with her. So, it's date adjacent. Let's put it that way. But, yeah. So, a lovely weekend. A lovely week ahead. Life is good. And I'm rolling through Jameson Square, so I'm gonna wrap up a Monday walk. Monday, beginning of a new week. New possibilities, new options to explore. By all means, let's do that. I hope you have a lovely Monday. I'm not sure there's a theme in there, but I hope you have a lovely one. I hope it's filled with things that delight you, and however it goes down, and cherish the wisdom of Brother Zig. Despite everything, create. We really can't help it. I mean, we do that all the time. But when you sit down and do it with intent, own your creation, own that peanut butter, well, not for me, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are out now, but own that mushroom cheese omelet, and apply your skill and your creative mojo to making that a splendid mushroom cheese omelet, that's different. And it's important. And I will add, as always, if you're gonna love, love fearlessly. Oh, and sometimes that's so damn hard. But if experience has taught me anything, it's that it's worth it. It just, yeah. So I promise I will do the same. I will talk to you soon.